This is Classic Business. Breakfast with MoneyWeb. Arabile Gumede and Nastasia Aronsa on Classic 1027.
So the question of the minimum wage has come into the focus lens, I suppose, then. And the question becomes, will it perhaps leave workers a little more worse off than they were beforehand? This question, of course, comes at the back of the minimum wage coming into effect this year as well, and just what it actually means to actually have this for, whether it be NGOs, whether it be, you know, whoever it is really that takes on the mantle. So let's chat about this now with Mervin Abrahams, who's program coordinator at the Peter Maritzburg Economic Justice and Dignity Group. Mervin, thank you so much for your time this morning. How significant is the shift and the change between no minimum wage and now having the minimum wage, and what are the changes that it sort of, you know, could bring to a lot of workers?
Good morning, everybody, and good morning to all your listeners. When the national minimum wage was first talked about, it was said that it was going to help 6.7 million of South Africa's most vulnerable workers. So these would be workers, for instance, like cashiers and security guards and farm workers, etc. However, because the corporate sector opposed it ferociously, the state has now introduced the idea of exemption and have granted a 10% exemption for all those companies that cannot afford to pay. What that exemption does, 10% difference, actually will take the wages as it's currently determined to a lower level. So can I give you an example, for instance?
Yes, please.
In the wholesale and retail sector, for instance, the sectoral determination for a cashier is 21 rand and 91 cents per hour. For a security guard, it is 18 rand and 28 cents per hour. However, with the exemptions being granted to the national minimum wage, their wage will now reduce to around 18,000 should their employer apply for an exemption. And what we are saying then is, in fact, workers might be worse off with the exemptions being granted than they are currently being protected under the sectoral determination.
So it doesn't necessarily mean you're necessarily against the minimum wage. You're perhaps seeking or looking towards perhaps getting, you know, an alteration with regards to the protection of workers and their wages.
Yes. No, Arabile, we are not opposed in principle to a national minimum wage. Mm. What we are arguing is the national minimum wage is only effective for workers. And when we say workers, we mean the entire economy, actually, because workers are the consumers that drive your spending in the economy. But it is where you set that wage. If that wage is set too low, you actually reinforce a structural low-wage economy. And so the important thing is, where do you set that minimum wage? And we believe that the minimum wage has actually been set too low for it, firstly, to help with the household affordability crisis that workers are facing in the country. And secondly, because workers are the main spenders across the economy and through their wages are buying goods and services and hence create markets for that goods and services, it will also lead to a slowdown in our economic growth.
The long-term effect of this then is of course that, as you said, it worsens the situation, doesn't necessarily make it better. But as you said, the sentiment around the minimum wage is great. Have you at least been in conversation with government, with the relevant authorities, with regards to perhaps, you know, getting that in mind? Has that been, you know, something that has at least been notified to them so that it can at least be looked at to change in any particular way, if not amended?
We have engaged at the level of Parliament, and various civil society actors have engaged with the state But it seems now that the national minimum wage has been implemented. The exemptions have come through. The regulations around exemptions have been passed. And it seems that this is going to be that Parliament has basically signed off on it. The President has signed the act into law. So we're really on the back foot at the moment. Mm. And one part of being on the back foot is that concurrently with the national minimum wage has also been changes in labor legislation, in the sense that trade unions now have the right to strike has actually been restricted. So we find ourselves in quite a bad economic situation, and it's driven really by the thought or the idea that we need to create jobs. Now, of course, that is true. We have to create jobs. The point is that we have to create jobs that actually pay at a level that can ease and take people out of poverty. It is no value to the economy generally and the long-term trajectory of South Africa if we have a national minimum wage that is so low that when it is dispersed through a household of four people, because we have about one worker for four people in South Africa, in black South Africa anyway, then we come in at lower than the national poverty line. Mm-hmm. And that is what we currently have. Sure. And so while we might have maintained some of these jobs, we are causing economic structural damage in the long term to the country.
Yeah. Mervin, appreciate your time this morning. Certainly want to, I think, keep a hold of and really try to fix the situation and the scenario in itself and, you know, make sure it is better for workers than it is to make it worse. Mervin Abrahams is program coordinator at the Pietermaritzburg Economic Justice and Dignity Group. Let's quickly check in on your traffic.